Well, it's a great privilege to be here with you today.
很荣幸今天能够再次跟大家在一起。
And I'm looking forward to teaching these next lessons on the doctrine of God.
我期盼继续教下面的这一系列有关认识神的课程。
It is amazing throughout the evangelical world how far off we are in our priorities.
在这福音派的这个世界里头，真叫人惊讶，我们往往模糊了焦点，我们没有注重该注重的重要的事。
How many people would be here tonight if we gave a series of sermons on prosperity?
如果我们教导一系列的信息有关如何成功发达的话，那会有多少人来参加这个聚会呢？
How many would be here if we gave a series of sermons on healing?
如果我们讲医治，会有多少人来参加呢？全人医治。
Isn't it amazing that so many people want the gifts of God?
真是叫人惊讶，这么多人都希望得到神的恩典礼物。
And they even want gifts that God never promised to give.
他们甚至想得到神从来没有应许要赐给我们的礼物和恩典。
But they're not really interested in God.
但是他们对神本身却不感兴趣。
They don't care to know who he is.
他们不关心对神是谁漠不关心。
Or what he has done for them.
或者神为我们所成就的是何等大的事也漠不关心。
Unless it has to do with the temporal prosperity and well-being of this life.
除非跟我们这暂时的福乐暂时的享受有关他们才有兴趣。
Imagine that you were a young man and you were interested in a young woman to marry her.
好，想象如果你是个年轻人，你对一个年轻的女孩有兴趣，想要跟她结婚。
And you asked her, will you marry me?
你问这个女孩，你愿意嫁给我吗？
And to your surprise, she says yes.
很令你惊讶的，她竟然答应你了。
And so you're very excited.
所以你非常兴奋。
You're very happy.
你很高兴。
You cannot believe she said yes.
你难以置信，她竟然答应你了。
But then you ask her.
那你就问这个女孩了。
Why did you say yes?
为什么你愿意嫁给我呢？
And she says, well, you have a lot of money.
她说，因为你很有钱。
And you have a big car.
你的车很漂亮。
And you have a nice house.
你的房子也很大。
I really don't like you very much.
我其实不太喜欢你。
But I like all the stuff that you can give me.
但是我喜欢你能够给我的这些东西。
It would break your heart to hear that.
你听到这样的话会心碎，对不对？
And yet that is the very thing that happens almost every day in evangelicalism.
但是在这福音派的圈子里，这是天天发生的事情，几乎。
People want God's gifts.
人只要得到神的恩典。
But do they want God?
但他们要神本身吗？
They may study the scriptures to see what kind of promises there are for them.
他们可能考察圣经，看看对他们来说有什么应许呢？
But do they study the scriptures just to know God?
但是他们愿意考察圣经来认识神自己吗？
They may have long prayer meetings.
他们也许有很长的祷告会。
To try to get God to give them all that they think He's promising them.
为要叫神给赐给他们神，他们认为神应许要赐给他们的东西。
But do they just pray in order to commune with God?
但是他们愿意祷告，愿意这样子跟神交通吗？
Do they have this attitude?
他们有这样的心态吗？
Lord, take away everything from me.
主啊，我宁可失去一切。
But give me you.
只要我有你，我就知足了。
Let me even live a life of suffering.
甚至你要我受苦，我都甘心。
Take from me everything.
你可以剥夺我的一切。
But give me Jesus.
只要我有耶稣，我就知足。
I want to see Jesus.
我愿意见到主。耶稣有这样心态。
If you came here tonight for anything other than God,
如果你今天来到这儿，所想要得的不是耶稣本身，而是为了其他东西的话
，and knowing more about Him,
你不是为了更深的认识他的话
，then you came to the wrong place,
你就来错地方了。
Because that's what we're going to talk about.
因为这是我们所要讨论的,
Who is God?
到底神是谁?
What has He done?
他为我们做了什么?
What is His will?
他的旨意是什么?
How should we respond to Him?
我们当如何回应他的旨意?
Now I want us to begin with the will of God tonight.
今晚我们要从神的旨意开始讲。
In this series that we've been teaching,
在这一系列我们所教导的信息当中,
we have been talking about the perfections of God.
我们一直在讲论, 已经讲了神的完美,
that God is perfect.
神是完美的, 美善的。
I have taught also on the perfect works of God.
我也讲到神的工作是何等的完美。
And now we're going to talk about the perfect will of God.
现在我们继续讨论到神的完美的旨意。
Now, how do we know that God's will is perfect?
我们怎么知道神的旨意是完美的呢?
Because He is perfect.
因为他本身就是完美的。
All we have to do is look at His character.
我们需要看的只是看到他的品格。
And we recognize that His will is going to be perfect.
我们就知道他的旨意也是完美的。
Now, let me share with you something. Let's make a comparison.
好，让我们做个比较， 我跟你分享一下。
In order for God's will to be perfect,
神的旨意要完美的话,
He must know absolutely everything without exception.
神必须无所不知, 点点滴滴都完全知道。
Now let me ask you a question.
好，让我请问个问题啊。
Do you know everything without exception?
你是否无所不知, 什么都晓得, 没有任何例外。
Are you correct in every one of your decisions?
在你所做的决定是不是每一个决定都100%完全正确呢?
Are your thoughts always exactly according to reality or what really is?
你的思想是不是完全合乎事实呢? 你的思考。
On every one of those, you'd have to answer no, wouldn't you?
每一个我刚刚问的问题,你必须要回答, 我不完美,对不对?
God knows everything.
但是神无所不知。
You don't know everything.
你却不是。
God is able to take all the facts and put them together in their correct order.
神可以把所有的事实都放在一块, 而且按着次序把它摆在一起是完全正确的。
You are not able to do that.
但是你却办不到, 对不对?
What God thinks is always exactly the way things are.
神所思考的每一件事情都是合乎事实，对不对？
But you and I don't think that way.
但你跟我却办不到，对不对？
We are often mistaken.
我们往往会犯错误。
We are often deceived.
我们往往会上当受骗。
We often incorrectly interpret everything around us.
而且我们会往往误解在我们周围所发生的事情。
We don't know what's best for us.
我们不知道什么是对我们最好的。
Now here's the question.
好，问题是，
Do you really want to follow your will?
你真的愿意照着自己的旨意而行吗？
And doesn't it make more sense to follow God's will?
我们按照他的旨意而行，岂不是更合乎逻辑吗？
We're getting closer and closer to a holiday they call Christmas.
我们越来越靠近一个叫做圣诞节的假期了。
And in America, when there is Christmas, there are Christmas presents.
当美国我们庆祝圣诞节的时候，圣诞节礼物啊。
And on Christmas morning, there are Christmas toys for children.
圣诞节的早晨呢，我们有玩具，圣诞玩具给孩子们玩的。
But the toys are getting more and more complicated, aren't they?
那这些玩具的越来越复杂，对不对？
When you open up the box,
当你把这个盒子打开,
the work begins.
工作就开始了。
Dad has to put all the toy together.
爸爸就必须把这些玩具要凑在一块，拼在一块。
And his wife looks at him and says, here are the directions.
他的妻子看着丈夫说，看看这些是规矩，这些是条例，怎么做。
And the dad always says, I don't need them.
那个爸爸总说，我不需要那些，那个什么。
And after working 2 hours on the toy,
当他自己把这个玩具拼了2个钟头之后，
it doesn't look like anything in the picture.
跟那个上面的说明完全不一样。
And the children are crying.
那孩子开始哭了。
Because now the toy is broken.
因为现在这个玩具没用了，废了。
Because dad did not want to read the directions.
因为爸爸不愿意读说明书。
Now why does dad not want to do, read the directions?
为什么做爸爸的不愿意读玩具的说明书呢？
Because he thinks he's pretty smart.
因为他自以为挺聪明的。
He's not going to take the time.
他不愿意花时间去读。
He's not going to humble himself.
他不愿意降卑自己。
He can put together a toy.
没问题，这玩具我当然可以把它凑在一块了。
I think you can understand how this illustration applies.
你想，我想你可以明白这个例子怎么样子应用在我们身上。
How much do you want to know the will of God?
你愿意明白神的旨意多少呢？
Now if you say, I really want to know the will of God for my life.
如果你说我真的愿意明白神在我身上的旨意。
Let's see if that statement's true or false.
让我们看看啊，你说的话是不是事实。
You really want to do the will of God for your life?
你真的愿意施行神在你身上的旨意吗？
Then how much do you read God's directions?
那么你花多少时间读他的说明书？
How much?
花多少时间？
Let's not kid ourselves.
让我们不要自欺啊。
Let's not deceive ourselves.
让我们不要自己骗自己。
If you say you want to know the will of God,
如果你说我愿意明白神的旨意。
But you don't dedicate yourself to knowing the will of God as it's revealed in the scriptures.
你却不愿意全心全意地花时间在圣经中来明白圣经所启示的神的旨意的话。
Then maybe you really don't want to know the will of God.
也许你根本不想明白神的旨意。
Or maybe you think you're so smart you already know it.
也许你以为你够聪明，你已经知道神的旨意了，没必要读圣经。
Or maybe you're waiting for some preacher to tell you what it is.
也许你在等候哪个传道人告诉你神的旨意是什么。
Now all those things are very dangerous.
这些都很危险了哈。
Every believer is required to go to God's word.
每一个信徒都必须单独来到神的话语面前。
And to discover His will.
来明白发觉他的旨意。
It's revealed in his commands.
这些旨意是在他的命令中显明出来的。
There are so many people today who think they're doing God's will.
今天世上有很多人自以为正在行神的旨意。
But they're not.
其实并非如此。
Because the information they have in their head is wrong.
因为他们头脑里所想的是错误的。
They're doing what is right in their own eyes.
其实他们在偏行己路。
Or maybe they're listening to some so-called prophet and his visions.
也许他们在听一些所谓的先知和他们的异象异梦。
Or maybe they're following their culture more than they're following God.
也许他们在跟随自己的文化传统，而不是在跟随他们的主。
Do you know many times in the history of Israel?
你知道，往往在以色列历史当中很多次啊。
The people violated the will of God.
老百姓违背了神的旨意。
It is literally a story of disobedience.
这以色列历史是一个违背神旨意的一段历史。
But you know what's interesting?
你知道什么很有趣吗？
Many times when they were walking in their deepest disobedience,
往往当他们在最反叛悖逆的时刻,
they thought they were doing God's will.
他们却以为他们正在施行神的旨意。
And it came to a point where God said this,
到了一个地步,神说,
You thought I was like you.
你以为我跟你一样。
But you're wrong.
其实你大错特错。
God looks at my English Welsh culture.
神看到我这个英格兰的、爱尔兰的背景。
My American culture.
我这个美国人的背景。
And he says to my American culture.
他对我这个美国的文化背景说。
And to many of the believers.
很多的不信徒、不信的人说。
And to many of the pastors.
很多的牧师对他们说。
You think I'm like you.
你以为我跟你一样。
You think I have American dreams like you?
你以为我跟你一样要追求美国梦?
But you're wrong.
你错了, 白日梦,
I'm nothing like you.
我才不像你这个德行呢。
God looks at the Chinese culture.
当神看我们中国文化,
and he said, here's your mistake.
你们错就错在这儿, 他说,
you think I'm like you.
你以为我跟你一样?
I'm not.
我不像你。
How can we truly know who God is?
我们怎么能够真正认识神是谁呢?
How can we truly know what He's like?
我们怎么能够真正认识他是什么样的神呢?
How can we truly know His will?
我们怎么能够真正明白他的旨意呢? 接着这本圣经,
the Word of God.
神的话语。
Do you know that most believers spend less than 10 minutes a day in the Word?
你知道大多数信徒每天花少于10分钟的时间读圣经吗?
And some of you who are listening to me right now maybe don't even spend that.
我们当中有人正在听我讲到也许还不十分钟都不用不读圣经。
Do you know that many pastors today,
你知道很多牧师啊, 现在,
they are so busy.
他们忙啊, 忙得不得了。
And they act like businessmen.
他们就像做生意的人一样,
with their meetings and their activities and their programs.
这个活动, 那个节目, 那个聚会, 哇, 忙得昏头转向,
they have no time for this.
就没时间读圣经。
Many people, pastors, preachers, get up in the pulpit.
很多传道人啊, 牧师啊, 跑到讲台上来,
and what's popular today?
你知道今天什么最受欢迎吗?
They don't open up the Bible.
他们不开圣经, 不打开圣经,
they don't expound the text.
他们不解释这些经文的意思,
because they've studied 20 and 30 hours for one sermon.
要花二三十个钟头准备一篇讲道,
they get up and start prophesying.
他们不花时间, 他们就站起来就说预言,
their own ideas,
预言的是自己的想法,
their own dreams,
自己的梦,
making promises that God never made,
他们应许人神从来没有应许过的话,
and representing God in a wrong way,
而且把神给表达错误了,
there's no mention of sin,
从来不提罪的问题,
there's no mention of holiness,
从来不讲论圣洁,
there's no mention of sacrifice,
从来不讲论牺牲舍己,
there's just entertainment,
只有娱乐,
and healing lines,
然后医治, 全人医治,
and promises of prosperity,
然后应许你成功发达, 兴旺, 丰盛,
and the people listen,
老百姓就听啊, 听清楚了,
because their heart and mind and ear have not been trained in the Word of God.
因为他们的眼睛, 他们的耳朵, 他们的心, 从来没有在神的话语上受过训练。
My brothers and sisters in Christ,
我在主里的弟兄姊妹们,
we must never lean upon our own understanding.
我们必须不能够依靠自己的聪明。
When you're driving out in the country,
当你在田间开车的时候,
on a two-lane road,
只有两条线啊, 一进,
and there's a big curve around a mountain,
在山旁边有一个大转弯啊,
do you pass the car in front of you?
你敢不敢超过前面那部车啊?
If you're wise, you do not.
如果你有智慧的话, 你不会,
you can't see what's coming around the curve.
因为你看不到山的那边来的是什么。
Life is much more complicated than driving.
你知道我们的生命生活比开车复杂得多。
Knowing the will of God is deeper than learning how to drive a car.
明白神的旨意比学驾驶要难得多。
We cannot do what is right in our own eyes.
我们不能够照着自己的意思偏行己路。
But we must do what we do according to the written word of God.
我们必须照着神的话语而行，不能任意而为。
There is an old song in English.
在英文里头有一首古老的歌。
It says, trust and obey, or there's no other way.
信靠顺服, 除此以外, 不能得主的喜悦, 唯有信靠顺服。
Modern day Christians want to complicate that.
现代基督徒想要把这些搞复杂一些。
They say it can't be that simple.
没那么简单, 他们说。
It is.
其实就那么简单。
Why do we complicate it?
为什么我们搞复杂呢?
Because we don't want to trust and obey.
因为我们不愿意信靠顺服。
God does have a plan for each of His children.
神为他的每一个儿女的确有一个美好的计划。
And God has great promises for His children.
而且神为他儿女预备了极大极宝贵的应许。
But you know what those two greatest promises are?
你知道神给我们的最大的两个应许是什么吗?
The presence of God.
以是神的同在。
And conformity to His image.
而是效法他的模样，像他。
The two greatest things He could give us.
这是他能够给我们的最大的两件事。
Why should we seek other things?
除此以外，我们为什么要寻求别的东西呢？
And neglect the greatest thing.
却忽略了他要赐给我们最大的礼物呢？
Now we're going to go to Romans 12, and we're going to look at the will of God.
好，我们看看罗马书第十二章，来看看神的旨意。
I'm going to read verses 1 and 2.
我们来读1到2节,罗马书12章。
Therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect.
我们一起来读。所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
Now we're going to have two sermons tonight.
今晚我们要讲两篇信息。And
we'll probably spend both sermons in this text.
可能两篇信息都是有关这一节经文的。
Because it's so important.
因为这段经文太重要。So
important.
太重要。Do
you see in these two verses right here?
你看到没有，在这两节经文里面。
This weekend we're probably going to preach 10 sermons.
这两三天我们可能要讲10篇信息啊。
They could all be preached in just these two verses.
我们这两节经文就可以，十篇信息都围绕这两节经文。
And still we would not have exhausted everything that's there.
而且还讲不完其中所含的意义。Now,
look in verse 1.
我们看第一节。
He says, Therefore I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭。
It's not enough to read it.
单单读它不够。
It's not enough to memorize it.
你把它背下来都不够。
Question is, what does it mean?
问题是，这些经文到底什么意思？
Now, the first thing he's saying here is that he is telling them to do something.
好，首先呢，保罗在告诉他们要做一些事。
To present their bodies a living and holy sacrifice.
要将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁，是神所喜悦的。
He's asking them to give everything.
保罗要求这些信徒把一切都献上。
He's asking them to offer to God the most precious possession that they have.
保罗在要求信徒把他们所拥有的最宝贵的给了献上。
Their own life.
就他们自己的生命。
Even Satan knows that's the most precious gift.
甚至撒旦就知道这是最宝贵的礼物。
Do you remember in the book of Job?
你记得约伯记里面。
Satan comes and he challenges God.
撒旦来，他向神挑战。
And God says, take away everything Job has and he still won't curse me.
神说，你就算把一切所有从约伯身上都剥夺了，他也不会咒诅我的。
So Satan takes away everything.
所以撒旦就把一切都剥夺了。
And Job does not curse him.
约伯还是不咒诅神,
but then Satan returns.
撒旦又回来了,
and he says, yeah, but do this.
你说只要你这样做就可以了,
let me touch his body.
让我伤他的身体,
let me touch him.
让我伤他的皮肉,
not just what he possesses.
不仅是他的身外之物,
but let me touch Job's very life.
让我碰他的身体, 他的生命,
then he'll curse you.
他就会咒诅你了,
You see, a man can lose a lot of things.
你知道一个人可以失去很多东西,
it's not that important.
他不在乎,
but a man only has one life.
因为一个人只有一条生命,
and you know what Paul is telling us to do?
你知道这里保罗叫我们做什么吗?
That one life that we have, he's telling us to give it to God as a sacrifice.
我们那个唯一的生命, 那个身体, 他叫我们献上,
You want to know the will of God for your life?
你想要明白神的旨意吗? 在你身上的旨意吗?
Offer your life to God as a living and holy sacrifice.
把你的生命献给神, 作为那圣洁的和神喜悦的祭物。
And you say, but the other preacher told me the will of God for my wife is that I would prosper all the time.
但是另外一个传道人告诉我, 神在我身上的旨意是叫我兴旺丰盛发达。
That other preacher told me it was God's will to raise me up and make me important.
那个传道人说，神在我身上旨意是叫我能够出人头地，让我成为一个重要人物啊。That
other preacher told me I was a king.
那个传道人告诉我说，我是一个王啊，我活出王的生活。Well,
this one's not telling you anything.
但是这个传道人啥都不告诉你。He's
just reading the Bible to you.
他仅仅读圣经给你听。
And the Bible's telling you to offer your life to God as a living and holy sacrifice.
圣经叫你把身体献上当作活祭，是神所喜悦的。
This is what Paul's telling us to do.
这是保罗叫我们做的。
The Paul of Scripture.
这是圣经里的保罗，写圣经的保罗。
And God is telling us to do it through Paul.
神借着保罗在告诉我们当做什么事。
Now, I want us to look at some things.
好，我们要看看一些事啊。
What could be the motivation for doing this?
我们把自己献上的动机是什么呢?
I mean, if I'm going to give my life away,
我的意思说, 如果我要把我的生命奉献了,
the only one I have,
我的唯一的生命奉献了,
you're going to have to give me some motivation.
你一定要给我一些很好的理由, 对不对?
You're going to have to give me a reason why I should do this.
你要给我一个合情合理的原因, 我才能够做, 对不对?
And you see, again, this is where you can see a great divide in evangelicalism.
这里啊, 你就看到在福音派里头的一个很大的分歧了。
If you're a carnal person,
如果你是一个属肉体的人,
and you love carnal things,
你就喜欢这些肉体的事物,
then when a preacher who is carnal,
所以当一个属肉体的传道人来了,
stands before you and promises you carnal things,
站在你面前, 然后应许你一些肉体的东西,
you're motivated.
你就来劲儿了。
Serve God.
服侍主啊,
and he will give you money.
他就给你钱啊,
serve God.
服侍主啊,
he will make your life easy.
他就让你, 一帆风顺。
You see where your motivation's coming from?
你看你的动机是从哪来的吗?
It's coming from the flesh.
是从肉体而来的, 对不对?
A lot of these prosperity preachers,
很多这些成功神学传道人啊,
they are men of the flesh.
他们都是属肉体的人,
who desire fleshly things.
他们欲望想要得到的是属肉体的东西。
But what you also need to understand is this.
但是你也需要明白的是,
those who follow them are not victims.
那些跟随这些成功神学家的人不是被害者,
they want the same thing.
他们也想要得到同样的属肉体东西。
Their motivation,
他们的动机,
is their stomach.
是他们的肚子。
But here we see something else.
这里我们看到不同的一件事。
The scriptures are telling us to do something that's not carnal.
圣经要我们做的事情不是属肉体的。
It's telling us to do something that goes beyond the flesh.
圣经要我们做的是超越肉体的事情。
Telling us to do something that contradicts our fallen flesh.
要我们做的事情是跟肉体违背，跟肉体背道而驰的。
To give ourselves as a living and holy sacrifice to God.
就是把我们自己献上当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。
What's the motivation?
好，这个动机是什么？为什么要做？
For doing that.
为什么要如此?
Why should we do it?
为什么我们要献上自己做奉献?
Look back at verse 1.
看回第一节。
Therefore I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God.
所以弟兄们, 我以神的慈悲劝你们。
Now what is he saying?
他在说什么?
Well, first of all,
首先,
let's take a step back.
我们先往后退一步啊,
Paul says, I urge you.
保罗说,
He's not only telling you that it's God's will for you to offer your life to Him.
他不仅仅告诉你神的旨意是要你把自己献上作为活祭而已,
but He's urging you.
他更在劝你们,
He's pleading with you.
他在恳求你,
He's begging you.
他在哀求你,
to give your life to God.
把自己的身体献上给神。
Now why is He doing that?
为什么他要那么做?
Because it's the only thing that matters.
因为这是唯一重要的一件事。
Nothing else matters.
除此以外没有重要的事儿。
Everything you gain in this life, you will lose.
你在世上所获得的一切，你都会失去。
So why chase after it?
是干嘛要捕风捉影呢？
You want money?
你要钱吗？
It cannot save you from death.
钱不能够把你从死亡中拯救。
And all the money you make,
你所赚的所有的钱,
will go to someone else who probably doesn't even like you when you die.
当你死的时候会落到一个也许不喜欢你的人手里头。
You want the respect of men?
你要人的尊重吗?
What is the respect of men?
人的尊重算什么?
Isn't it wiser to desire the respect and esteem of God?
我们得到神的 喜悦岂不更智慧更聪明吗?
You're a pilgrim.
你不过在世上是做客旅的，你是寄居的。
You're a vapor.
你不过是一片云雾。
You're a cloud.
你是一片云雾。You're
like the dew on the grass.
你就像草上的露一样。
That when the sun comes up, it's gone in a few minutes.
太阳一出来你就没了。
That is your life.
这就是你的生命, 出现少时就不见了。
God describes man in Isaiah this way.
神在以赛亚书这样形容人类。
One nose full of breath at a time.
不过是鼻孔里头一口气的人。
What does that mean?
什么意思?
The breath you have in your nose right now?
你现在鼻孔里的那口气啊。
You have no guarantee of another.
你不敢保证你还能够呼下一口气。
Once that one breath is gone,
这口气一旦没了,
you may not get another.
也许你就再不能呼吸了。Let's
go to the graves of the greatest men of Europe.
让我们到欧洲那些最伟大的人的坟墓去。
Let's go to the graves of the greatest men in the United States and Canada.
或者在美国、加拿大最伟大的伟人的坟墓那去看看。
Let's go to the graves of the most powerful men who ever reigned over the world from China.
让我们从中国那些统治中国最伟大的大人物的坟墓去看看。
Let's go to the graves of the most beautiful people who ever walked the planet.
让我们到那些世上最美丽、最漂亮的人。
They are dead.
他们如今死了。They
have nothing.
他们一无所有了。And
many of them are in hell.
他们大多数都在地狱里。That's
why when the Bible tells us to stop living for nonsense.
所以圣经告诉我们不要再为这些虚妄而生活。And
live for God.
要为神而生活。It's
urgent.
这是紧急的。It's
begging us.
他在
Because everything depends on it.
因为一切都在乎此。
Does it not seem like yesterday you were a little child?
你想那想，你就像昨天一样，你还是个小孩，对不对？
And now you're middle aged or old.
你老了，头发白了。
Where did it go?
你岁月流失到哪去了？
And they will bury you.
岁月会把你给埋葬掉,
and they will forget you.
会把你给遗忘掉, 淘汰掉。
How many of you even know the name of your great-great-grandfather?
你多少人还知道你的曾祖父叫啥名?
Or know anything about his life?
或者知道你曾祖父曾经做过些什么事?
Gone!
没了。
I was cleaning out my office the other day.
前几天我在整理我的办公室。
And I came across a thin folder.
我看到一个薄薄的一个夹子。
And it contained some newspaper clippings in there.
里头有一些报纸的剪章。
My father was a very smart man.
我爸爸是一个很聪明的人。
My father was a successful man.
他也是个成功者。
My father was well respected in the community.
他在他的社区很受众人的尊重。
But I realized that folder that I had,
但我发现我手里的那个夹子,
that had maybe 6 or 7 newspaper articles in it.
里头有大概5、6个报纸的剪辑啊。
They were articles about my father.
是有关我爸爸的一些信息。
That's all that was left of his life.
这是他一辈子所留下来的遗产。
That's it.
仅此而已。
Isn't it amazing?
不叫人惊讶吗?
That you can go to the funeral of an old man who just died.
你可以到一个老人家刚刚死掉老人家的葬礼上去。
And all his old friends are standing around.
他的那些老朋友都站在旁边。
And even though they're just as old as he is,
尽管这些老人跟那个死掉老人差不多老,
and they're going to die in a few months or a few years,
也许再过几个月或几年, 这些老人都要死掉,
they act as though death is never going to come to them.
但是他们好像自己不会死一样。
And they're going to march off into eternity without God.
他们会迈向那没有神的死亡。
You see, this is why I hate so much of the preaching that's going on today.
所以我恨恶今天许多的讲道。
Because it does not lead men to fix their eyes on eternity.
因为那些讲道不把人带到永恒里。 不把人的眼光转移到永恒里,
but to fix their life on having their best life here.
乃让他们在世上抓世界,
to fix their eyes on that makes no sense.
把你的眼目放在这个世界, 不智慧呀。
You see, so we urge you,
所以我劝你们, 我们劝你们,
to offer your life,
把你的生命献上,
as a living and holy sacrifice to God.
作为活祭是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。
Now, what is the motivation?
那么动机是什么呢?
He says, by the mercies of God.
他说，所以弟兄，我以神的慈悲劝你们。
Why should we offer our lives as a living sacrifice to God?
为什么要我们把身体献上作为活祭呢? 给神呢?
Because of the mercies that God has shown us through His Son Jesus Christ.
因为神借着他儿子耶稣基督所显明的怜悯慈悲。
Do you see that?
看到没有?
When we were dead in our sins,
当我们死在我们的罪恶过犯中的时候,
when we were enemies of God,
当我们是神的仇敌的时候,
when we deserved hell,
当我们配下地狱灭亡的时候,
God sent His Son,
神就差他的儿子来到世上,
to die for us,
为我们而死。
That's why we now give ourselves to Him.
所以我们现在要将自己献上给他。
There's a man that I know very well.
我认识一个人啊，我对他很熟悉。
Who was converted many years ago at a university.
在一个大学里头，多年前他悔改信主。
Before he was a Christian.
他信主之前。
He wanted to be the big man on campus.
他想要成为这个大学校园里头最 了不起的人,
he wanted to drive the nicest car.
他想要开最好的车,
he wanted the nicest clothes.
想要穿最漂亮的衣服,
he wanted everybody to respect him.
他要人人都尊重他。
Then one day he met Jesus.
但有一天他遇到耶稣。
And almost immediately he started witnessing.
He
would get tracts.
他会拿一些单张,
and he'd walk out in the middle of the school.
他在校园的当中,
and would hand out tracts.
就发单张,
saying, please believe in Jesus.
邀请人来信耶稣,
and the people who respected him,
那些曾经尊重他的人,
no longer respected him.
如今不尊重他,
and the people who feared him,
那些害怕他的人,
began to make fun of him.
如今开始嘲弄他,
he would stand out there in the middle of the school,
他会站在校园的当中,
hand out tracts,
发单张,
and people would wad them up in a ball and hit him in the face with them.
那些人就把这些单张变成一个球,
the guys would do it because they knew he wouldn't fight anymore.
那些男人就敢做的，因为知道他不会打回来了。
And the girls did it because they just thought he had become a fool.
女孩子也照样羞辱他，因为他认为他变成一个傻瓜了。
Some of his friends came to him one day.
有一天，他的一些朋友来到他面前。
And they pulled him away.
就把他给拉走。
And they said, "How can you do this?"
你怎么做这样的事情？
Everybody's laughing at you.
每个人都在笑话你。
Everyone used to think you were so cool.
以前大家都认为你好厉害，好潇洒。
Now they just make fun of you.
现在他们都在藐视你。
How can you do this?
你怎么做出这样的事情啊？
And you know what the young man answered?
你知道那个年轻人怎么回答吗？
The same thing he still says today.
他今天也照样回答。
He died for me.
他为我死。
He died for me.
他为我死。
Everything changes now.
现在一切都改变了。
He died for me.
他为我死。
Maybe you've heard of the famous early Christian by the name of Polycarp.
你可能听过那早期的教父叫做Polycarp，一个教父。
He was a theologian in the early church.
他是早期教会的一位神学家。
And he died a martyr for Christ.
他为主殉道。
And people try to tell him, "No, don't do this."
人家都劝阻他， 你别那么傻了。
Deny him.
你就否认他就行了。
They're going to kill you.
他们会把你杀了。
He said, "In all these years that he." All these years that I have served Jesus, He has never failed me.
我这些年来，那么多年来，我服侍主耶稣，他从来没有叫我失望。
He never mistreated me.
他从来没有亏欠过我。
He's only been good to me.
他对我这么好。
How can I deny Him now?
我怎能现在否认他呢？
Why do we serve Jesus?
为什么服侍耶稣？
I tell you, if some preacher came up to me and said this,
我告诉你， 如果有传道人到我面前跟我说，
serve Jesus,
服侍耶稣啊，
and he'll give you a nice house,
他会给你一个大房子，
I think I'll punch him right in the face.
我想我会揍他， 一拳头把他打。
I don't need a house.
我不需要房子。
I don't need a car.
我不需要车子。
I don't need to prosper.
我不需要发达成功。
I don't need any of those silly, stupid little things.
我不需要那些没有意义的那些玩意儿。
He died for me.
他为我死。
I should be in hell.
我本来应当下地狱的。
He died for me.
他竟然为我死。
No more motivation needed.
我不需要别的动机了。That's
it.
够了。All
the Christians who died as martyrs in China.
在中国，凡是为主殉道的基督徒。
What did they die for?
他们为什么死？
Because Jesus had promised them an easy life.
是不是耶稣应许他们能够一帆风顺，成功发达？
No. They died for him.
他们为主而死。
Because he died for them.
因为主为他们死。
And it wasn't a fair exchange.
这不是公平交易哦。
We're sinners.
我们是罪人。
Who deserve hell.
我们本来配下地狱。
He is the King of glory.
他是那荣耀的王。
One time someone wanted to illustrate the beauty of the sacrifice of Christ.
有一次有人想要说明主耶稣在十字架牺牲的荣美。
And he was talking to Russians who lived in Siberia.
他想要向西伯利亚的这些苏联人说明这个道理。
And he gave them this illustration.
他就给他们这个例子。
Imagine a prince is in his dog sled. It's carried by dogs in the snow.
像一个国王啊，他开着那个狗拉的那个车子，雪车。
And he's there in this dog sled with his servant.
他一些仆人跟他在一块儿，在这个狗车里。
And the dogs are pulling the sled.
狗在拉这个车。
But all of a sudden, a large number of hungry wolves come in behind them.
突然之间呢，一群饿狼追上来了。
And they begin to chase the sled.
就开始追他们的雪车。
And time goes by.
这时间就过去了。
And the servant's looking behind him.
他的仆人在往后看。
And he knows that they can't outrun these wolves.
他知道他们打不过这些恶狼的。
And so the lowly servant throws himself off the sled.
所以那个卑贱的仆人就把自己从雪车上故意掉下去。
In order to save the great prince.
为了要救这位伟大高贵的国王。
And the wolves ate him.
恶狼就把这个仆人吃掉。
But the prince was saved.
国王王子得救了。
But that's not a good illustration.
这个例子不好，我知道。
It would be a better illustration if he changed it around.
如果把这两个角色换一换就更合适了，更好的说明了。
That the prince is the one who threw himself off the sled.
不是这个仆人，乃是这王子把自己
放掉。To save the lowly servant.
他舍命为了拯救那个卑贱的仆人。
Why do we give our life?
为什么我们要把生命献上作为活祭？
Because he died for us.
因为他为我们死。
And that's enough.
Go.
I heard one preacher say this one time.
我有一次听到一个传道人这么说。
If I am thrown in prison.
如果我被投入监狱。
And my name is slandered.
我的名字被毁谤了。
So that even the other believers think I'm wicked.
所以以至于别的信徒都以为我是个恶人。
If my wife and children are taken away from me.
如果我的孩子我的妻子都被剥夺了。
And I'm left in a dirty, dark, rat-infested hole.
我如果在一个地牢里头又脏又臭又我在里头孤单的过日子。
And they rip the tongue out of my mouth.
他们把我的舌头给割掉。
And I spend all my years in that hole.
我这以后一辈子都在那个地牢里头受苦。
I still have motivation to serve him.
我仍然有足够的动机要服侍我的主。
Because the prince died for me.
因为那王子为我死。
Now, I don't know how it looks in your Chinese Bibles.
我不知道我们中文圣经是怎么说的。
But in the English Bible and in the Greek, it says, therefore I urge you.
在中文也有说，前面头两个字，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们。
Now, that little word, therefore, is very important.
这个所以啊，这两个字很重要。
Because it connects chapter 12 to the first 11 chapters of Romans.
因为这把十二章和前面十一章罗马书一到十一章给连接起来了。
You say, why is that important?
你说为什么那么重要？
Well, what he's saying is this.
他所说的是。
He says, number one.
好，第一。
Give your life as a holy and living sacrifice to God.
你将身体献上当作活祭是圣洁是神所喜悦的。
Number two.
好，第二呢？
Do it because of the mercies of God that He has shown you in Jesus Christ.
你要如此行，是因为神在耶稣基督里向你所显的慈悲。我要劝你们献上。
And three.
好，第三呢
？The word therefore.
这个词啊，所以
tells us that the mercies of God are defined and illustrated in the first 11 chapters of Romans.
告诉我们，神的慈悲呢，是从前面的罗马书第一章到十一章所解释、所显明出来的。
What are the mercies of God?
神的慈悲有哪一些呢？
Romans 1 through 3.
罗马书一到三章呢？
All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
告诉我们，世人都犯了罪，亏缺神的荣耀。
All are condemned.
我们都被定罪了。
And all are under the wrath of God.
我们都在神的愤怒之下。
Then the end of chapter 3.
然后第三章的末了，罗马书。
But God sent His Son.
神差遣他的儿子。
Who suffered the wrath of God in our place.
他为我们担当了神的愤怒。
And dying paid for our sins.
为我们死，为我们偿清罪债。
He paid our debt.
他为我们的债。
Chapter 4. Now we can be saved not through works but by faith in Jesus Christ.
如今呢，我们不是靠行为，乃是因着信得以称义。
Chapter 5. Because we can be saved because Jesus was able to do what Adam couldn't do.
我们可以得救，因为耶稣可以做到亚当做不到的事。
6, 7, and 8.
6, 7, 8章呢，罗马书。
God has provided a way for us to live in holiness in this present life.
神可以叫我们在今生今世过一个圣洁的生活，他为我们开了一条出路。
Chapters 9, 10, and 11, God's promises never fail.
8章、9章、10章，神的应许呢，永远不会落空。
He comes to chapter 12, verse 1.
到了12章的第一节。
And he says, now, because of all of that,
他说好，所以因为前面一到十一章这一切，所以
offer your life as a living and holy sacrifice to God.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁，是神所喜悦的。
You remember how many times the apostle Paul said he was a prisoner?
你记得保罗多少次说他自己是一个奴隶、奴仆呢？
He was a prisoner.
是，他的确是一个奴隶。
But not just
是一个囚犯。
But not just of the Roman Empire.
但他不是罗马帝国的囚犯。
He was a prisoner of the love of Christ.
他乃是神的爱的囚徒。
Because of the love that God showed him in Christ.
因为神在基督里向他所彰显的慈悲。
He was constrained to live the rest of his life doing the will of God.
所以他的余生就不得不 献上自己，甘心的做神的奴仆。
You know what our greatest need is?
你知道我们最大的需要是什么吗？
For our eyes to be open.
就是需要把眼睛打开。
To what God has done for us in Christ.
明白神在基督里为我们所做的是何等大的事。
So that we might be motivated consistently in an enduring fashion to offer our lives to Him.
好叫我们被他的大爱所激励，不断的恒久忍耐，把我们的生命献上给他。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。